What's the name that, what's a word that you would not like to be called?
Well, I don't like to be called a darky, and I don't like to be called a nigger.
Okay. I can't say I blame you.
No, ma'am, I don't like either one of them.
Well, now, let's see. If a white person gets mad with a colored person, he might call him a nigger.
Is that right?
Now, if a colored person gets mad with a white person, what might he call him behind his back?
He'd call him old hooja.
Old hooja? Okay. And, let's see. Can you think of any other names?
Hillbilly.
Hillbilly, okay. Think of any others?
No.
Have you ever heard Sage?
Yes,
yeah,
I did that.
Okay.
Sure.
Let's see now. What do you usually call somebody whose skin is white?
Well, I generally always call them a white person, just because okay. People that come from Asia, you know, the white people come from Asia. And I always just say, that's a white person. I don't care. That's a white person. He's a person right on. Regardless of what color his skin is.
Where do I live?
Yes, ma'am.
I was born and raised in Savannah. But now I live in Decatur, Georgia, which is just outside of Atlanta.
Yes, ma'am.
My father was raised in Savannah.
Was he?
That was his home. He come from... He was born in Virginia, and he was raised in Savannah, Georgia.
For goodness sake, well, I'm going to mark that down on the front, then. That's interesting. I like Savannah very much.
She's cute.
Can you tell by the way I talk that I come from Savannah?
Sure can. I can. And she's got that accent all right.
You can tell I didn't come from North Georgia anyway.
That's right.
Let's see, suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You'd say the man got awfully, what?
Mad.
Okay. Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime you might say, man, I'm really...
tired.
The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child...
was naughty.
Okay. Well, the child had just been eating some green apples or something. So you'd say the nurse sent the child home because the child...
was sick.
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling in his stomach, you'd say that he feels sick.
Yeah.
Well, would you say he feels sick in his stomach or on his stomach or at his stomach?
He's feeling sick at his stomach.
Okay. What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
I'd call it teasing.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you'd better behave or what's going to get you?
That ain't.
Okay. Did you ever say anything like that to your children?
Lots of times.
Okay. You ever heard of the boogeyman?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Did you ever say that?
Yes, ma'am. The boogeyman going to get you.
Okay. Well, now, is the boogeyman the same thing as the devil? Or is it something
different? Yes, he's the devil. That's just what he is.
Okay.
Just what it is.
How do you greet your friends on December the 25th? You don't say Happy New Year. What might you say on December the
25th? Merry Christmas.
Okay. Would you ever say Christmas gift?
Sometimes I do jump up, slip around, and get the Christmas gift on an unbeknownst to them.
Let's see, if you had a very heavy suitcase that you wanted to get from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to,
carry that big heavy luggage.
Okay. What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell that lives in the water? It can draw its four legs and its head up into its shell.
I would call that a turtle.
All right. And how about the same thing that lives on land?
I would call it a terrapin.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Some says chitlins.
Okay. And can the insides of other animals be eaten?
I don't think so.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.